So it's just a couple of weeks now until the street food festival. Yeah. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be a lot of food, lots of really exciting food.
What vendors have you got lined up?
We've got, I think there's about 17 at the moment that we've confirmed. There may be a couple of extra ones that confirm nearer the time as well. But there's lots of really local street food vendors. And there's a couple of exciting ones from further afield as well. So, current lineup, do you want me to run through the whole thing?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, we've got Kirsty's Kitchen, who do soft centre scotch eggs. Mm. So like black pudding scotch egg or smoky bacon, served up with some homemade chips, like sweet potato fries, and some salad. That's really, really popular. Goujon Monkey, who's brand new, you might have seen them in the centre of Oxford already. Bright Blue Van, homemade kind of fish and chips, but really well done, like goujons of fish with paprika dusted, really good proper chips. They sold out by 7:45 at the night market that we did, so get there fast if you want to get some good fish and chips from them. We've got The Rodery, which is a London-based one. They do things like slow-cooked ox cheeks, that kind of thing. So really, really good, tasty stuff. Taste Tibet are a brand new Oxford-based trader. They've just started at Gloucester Green Market. They do Tibetan momos, so dumplings, and we went for a taste test there at their house last week, and they're fantastic. It's a hard job. I'm doing this taste testing. Happy Cakes, who are kind of really cool pimped-up cupcakes. They've got a cupcake trike that you'll have seen on Corn Market, I think on a Friday and a Saturday.
Oxford's Hummingbird.
Yeah, really good. Rumba Kitchen. So they're going to be doing their rumba churros for the event. They do Spanish kind of piped, you know, like the piped churros, like donut style. And you can have it kind of dusted in like cardamom or cinnamon sugar and dipped in either chocolate or lemon curd as a sauce for it. I definitely recommend the lemon curd. It's amazing. We've got a trader called Umami, who are a Midlands-based one, who are going to be doing Japanese katsu curries, that kind of thing. So their van is currently broken. They're literally getting it fixed by a man today, they tell me. So they are very highly likely going to be there, but they're going to be fantastic. Barefoot Kitchen. Now, they are probably pretty well known in Oxford by now. They supply cakes to a lot of the kind of restaurants and cafes, and they're a well-known regular at North Parade Farmers Market. They do the most amazing cakes and the best brownies you'll ever taste as well, like bacon brownies, that kind of thing. So some really, really fun ones to try. Ross and Ross Foods, they're from Chipping Norton. They do slow-cooked lamb shoulder, pulled apart, and then served in a bap with salsa verde. Absolutely amazing.
It's really good. I've just had lunch, because otherwise you'd be making me hungry.
I know, exactly. That's a problem, isn't it? I've been looking at this stuff all day, so I've been starving. Secret Pizza Society, they're a really well-known pizza company locally. Literally the best pizza you'll get outside of Italy. Very traditional pizza, really good product, and just tastes amazing, and they're really cool. Wandering Lodge will be there. They do fantastic venison burgers with like caramelised onions and chutney and cheese. Really, really good. Toro Poco, that's another London one. A couple of the guys that we've got coming along are basically also part of Curb in London and have been at some of the Curb events. I think Curb London's getting quite well known pretty much everywhere. Really, really good. Toro Poco do like Spanish tapas. At the night market, they did the most amazing bap, which was filled with sliced rare beef, then garlic sauce, some salad, some sliced almonds, crispy serrano ham and cheese. Absolutely phenomenal. And Bar de Crew will be there, which is a mobile cocktail bar. Literally, if you could imagine James Bond running a mobile cocktail bar, that's what it would look like. It's black, it's very cool, and we've got a really nice cream lining. It's almost like an Aston Martin in a van form.
But they do have other things, not just martinis.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a selection of really cool cocktails for the evening, so that'll be good fun. Pakeko Coffee will be there, who are very well-known local coffee.
Always around the Radcam.
Yeah, exactly. So James from Pakeko is going to be there serving up some hot drinks for everybody. We've got a couple of new ones that have just signed up, which are Gone Burger and Dosa Deli. Both are a little bit outside of Oxford, but we've met them recently and tried their food at other events, and they've been amazing. So really, really worth trying them. Dosa Deli do some fantastic kind of vegetarian dishes. Gone Burger, I'm not going to say who we've compared them to in terms of quality, but in terms of quality, allegedly they are equal to a very well-known local burger venue who are equally impressive. But
very diplomatic.
Yeah, proper beef patties with good toppings, good quality ingredients. And Joe Perks, the new bar in St Clements.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, they're bringing their hot dogs along, so they're going to be there. And they may well be doing a bar for us. We need to kind of talk to them a little bit more about that. But there's going to be a huge variety of different foods there, different kind of cuisines catered for. Vegetarian will definitely be catered for.
And gluten-free, dairy-free options.
Gluten-free and dairy-free, we're just trying to tick off with everybody at the moment, but we're hoping to make sure that both are covered off. So we want to make sure everybody gets a chance to try something.
Awesome. And how do you go about finding all these vendors? It must be the best job ever.
It's pretty good fun. myself and Becca, who's the other half, my work wife these days, go and check out other food markets. We have found quite a lot of people through social media, that kind of thing. And since we first booked the Street Food Festival, loads of new contacts have been coming our way as well. And we've been uncovering all these amazing traders. A lot of these kind of local Oxford-based companies just don't trade here. They trade further afield. So it's been really a bit of an eye-opener uncovering all these new companies that we just didn't know existed. And they're really, really good. You know, we taste test every single company. We go meet them, check they're the right kind of people as well. No absolute lunatics or anything like that. They're all really good fun. They're all kind of very up for it, positive people. And they've all got great pitches as well. Those are kind of the key requirements for us. It has to be great people, great food, and a great pitch. Mm-hmm. And they all fit the bill. So yeah, lots of nice taste testing. You know, slave to the cause. But no, it's been really good fun. So there's lots more new ones coming on board as well. So we've been talking to people that do kind of Persian food, Jamaican jerk, like all sorts of different things. So the lineup should increase for future events as well. And if this one goes well, we might do a bigger scale one next year.
Amazing. And why did you decide to put this event on?
Well, we're pretty addicted to food, and street food in Oxford just hasn't really taken hold so far. You've got amazing street food in London, you've got amazing street food in the Midlands.
So you don't count the kebab vans?
No, not unless they're very good. I mean, Oxford has got street food, but it's not the kind that we would want to absolutely rave about. You know, for us, we like raving about really good food, good food done well. So we wanted to bring the kind of street food that you see in London and the Midlands to Oxford. All these traders, I mean, you know, 10 of them originally had got together to build a collective. They just hadn't got around to organising anything, and they needed somebody to do the organising. And we were desperate for street food to come to Oxford properly. So we just decided to do the organising, basically. So we've kind of grown it from there, booked the first festival, and then we booked the night market at North Parade. So that was on Thursday the 11th, and that was a huge success. All the traders were selling out. There was a really good fun kind of atmosphere. There'll be music at all of the events. We've actually got Tony Nanton, who's like a local DJ legend, who's going to be doing the music for the Street Food Festival. And we've got another event coming up at Oxford Brookes as well. We're just confirming the date for it, but that will be end of October. So that would be a really good, fun kind of day as well. I'm sure
you
the students
are super
will
busy.
That. Yeah. Yeah, the events have been coming in thick and fast lately.
And you've got the Army Cadets involved in this event somehow.
Yeah. Well, Becca's son is actually in the Cadets, and you know, they're always looking for opportunities to help in different kind of community events, that kind of thing. So they're going to be basically our marshals for the day. They're going to be a huge help. There's going to be a number of them on site, and also in and around the area directing people to the festival. So they're
just got some free labour.
Oh, they're amazing. Well, we are paying them in food. They'll be very happy.
Yeah, it'll be good food.
Yeah, it'll all be good food, absolutely.
So that's going to be on Saturday the 4th of October.
Yeah.
And what time's it going to be?
So it's 12 till 5. We just thought we would do a decent amount of time for this
You've
first
got time
one.
For lunch and dinner in that, I
Yeah,
think.
exactly. People can hang around for a while. There's going to be entertainment there as well. We've got Ping Oxford are bringing a couple of ping pong tables up. There's going to be some giant Jenga. There's obviously the DJ as well. And we're both parents ourselves, so we understand that it can be a little bit messy dealing with, you know, street food and children. So there's going to be an awful lot of baby wipes on site as well.
Very prepared. That's going to be at the Oxford Castle on the 4th of October.